Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 4th. You'll be interested to know, 137 years ago, today in 1888, George Eastman received a patent for his roll film camera and registered the trademark Kodak, a moment that democratized photography by making it accessible to everyone and sparked a revolution in visual storytelling. This invention, celebrated as a triumph of human ingenuity, transformed how people capture memories, document history, and share experiences, inspiring generations of photographers and innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions stay fair as the day progresses, with wave heights increasing to 3 to 4 feet. Wind starts sideshore at 3 miles per hour, shifting onshore to 10 miles per hour by late afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4 feet at 9 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide just after 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 to 4 feet in the morning, gradually becoming choppy by midday. Saturday maintains similar size at 2 to 3+ feet, but sees a shift to fair conditions as winds pick up in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell to 2+ feet, with cleaner faces early, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Friday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 74. Friday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 65. Saturday continues with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and mostly sunny skies, with a high near 74. Saturday night features patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Sunday also has patchy fog before 11 a.m. and mostly sunny skies, with a high near 74. Sunday night includes patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Monday repeats the patchy fog before 11 a.m. with mostly sunny skies and a high near 74. Monday night shows patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Bob and Grandma's Pizza, a new addition to Highland Park, officially opens on September 4th, serving up delicious 18-inch naturally fermented pies in the former town pizza space. This exciting venture from one of Los Angeles' best bakeries began with owner Andy Cadden, who started baking at home before utilizing a local pizzeria's oven. Cadden's pizzas take inspiration from East Coast favorites, featuring a sourdough crust that is both sturdy and flavorful. With a menu offering classics like cheese, pepperoni, and vegan slices, alongside unique options like potato white and bolognese, there is something for everyone. Currently a takeout-only spot, Cadden plans to expand to dine-in service, aiming to create a welcoming atmosphere for families in the community. Now on to sports. Who will define the 2025 fantasy football season? Our featured pros revealed their expert predictions for players likely to appear on championship-winning rosters this year. These insights highlight breakout stars, draft values, and league winners that experts believe will be the backbone of title teams. Among them, Christian McCaffrey is projected to be the most rostered player, while others like Tyrone McMillan and Braylon Allen are also expected to shine. As we look ahead, predictions for top players in 2026 are also discussed, emphasizing the importance of strategic drafting. Tonight, the NFL season kicks off on NBC and Peacock. At 8:20 Eastern Time, the Cowboys are at the Eagles, with the Eagles favored by 8.5 and the over-under set at 47.5. Coach Nick Sirianni, a lifelong football enthusiast, surprisingly admitted he was unaware of the team's Super Bowl championship banner unveiling before the opener against the Dallas Cowboys. While the Eagles have focused on the current season, wide receiver A.J. Brown emphasized their readiness to move forward. With powerhouse players like Hurts and Brown, the Eagles are favorites to win another Super Bowl, while the Cowboys face challenges after trading star edge rusher Micah Parsons. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, the Dodgers lost to the Pirates 3-0. Brian Reynolds and Andrew McCutchen hit home runs off last-minute starter Yi Sheehan, who took the loss in 4 2/3 innings. The Dodgers finished with 5 hits, left 10 runners on base, and committed 0 errors. The boys in blue fall to 78-61 on the season. The Dodgers continue their series with the opponent. This afternoon, the Dodgers clash with the Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh for the final game of this 3-game series. Blake Snell is 3-3 with a 2.41 earned run average, faces Paul Skenes, who is 9-9 with a 2.05 earned run average. First pitch at 3:40 with clear skies and a temperature of 67 degrees. In top news, this low-calorie ingredient could be contributing to cognitive decline, a study finds. Some sugar substitutes, like those in diet soda and ultra-processed snacks, could have consequences for long-term brain health, according to a study published Wednesday in Neurology. Scientists found that the consumption of low and no-calorie sweeteners was associated with faster cognitive decline. The study followed more than 12,700 adults from Brazil for a median of 8 years. Participants completed cognitive tests every 4 years, revealing that middle-aged people under 60 years old who consumed the highest amount of sweeteners showed faster declines in overall thinking and memory skills. Researchers found the link to faster cognitive decline was stronger in people with diabetes than those without. Sumoto emphasized the importance of understanding any association with brain imaging. In business news, moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Viking is a luxury cruise operator that focuses on a no policy, banning children, and has casinos and umbrella drinks on its river and ocean ships. Instead of competing with flashy features, Viking maintains classic designs and offers a more educational experience. As of early August, roughly 96% of Viking's core trips for 2025 are sold out, with nearly 55% booked for next year. Revenue for the 3 months ending June 30th reached nearly $1.9 billion, up 18.5% from the previous year. Viking's high ticket prices often eliminate extra charges, creating a more enjoyable experience for guests. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $111,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $4,400. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.84. Entertainment news. Let's talk tech. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump own about 20% of a Bitcoin mining company, with their stake valued at over $1.5 billion after its stock debut. Shares in American Bitcoin Corporation soared to $14 on its first trading day, closing at $8, up 16.5%. Eric Trump dismissed conflict of interest criticisms as insane, stating his father is running a nation and is not involved in their business ventures. The Trump family has launched several crypto ventures, including World Liberty Financial, which has earned around $500 million since last year. Eric Trump has traveled internationally to rally support for the crypto industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American photographer and environmentalist, Ansel Adams. And he said, "You don't take a photograph, you make it," highlighting the transformative power of photography in capturing and shaping human experiences. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.